questions. Right now we're going to Iowa, and Shirley's on the phone with us with a question. Shirley, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Good to be here.
Good, good. What's going on there? What can we help you with?
Well, we have a tongue and groove ceiling in our family room that's probably about 23 years old. Mm-hmm. We put Minwax stain and poly on it when it was put up.
Uh-huh.
And it's drying out, of course, after all these years, and we want to redo it. And we were told to use clear coat on it, and we don't know whether we have to sand what's up there now in order to put the clear coat on, or if even clear coat is the right product to use.
Okay, good, good, good question. Sounds like a pretty ceiling. I have one of those in my house as well. That's probably about 6 or 7 years old. Still looks great, but after a few years like that, especially with heat rising in the room and so forth, you know, it might kind of dry out a little bit. Is the color okay? I mean, does it?
The color is what we want. We just want to put more of a protective finish on it to hope it's not going to dry out so much. And we were told to use water-based, and then when we went to the store, they said, well, you should use oil-based, so we're in a quandary.
Okay, all right, well, we'll certainly be able to help you there. Joe and I both have a lot of experience at that. First of all, yes, you do need to sand it, but when we're talking about sanding, I'm talking about real, real lightly sanding. Matter of fact, you won't even make any difference in the look of it when you're sanding. And Joe, what do you think on that, 100 grit paper or maybe 220 maybe?
Yeah, no, I think 220 would be too fine. Yeah, Shirley, I'd recommend probably, 100. I would say 100 grit has, 80 would be too coarse, and 120 I think would be too fine. I would do
right.
100 be right in between there, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
And now, a lot of times, you know, what the pros do is you would have a pole sander that you buy, and you put a half a sheet of sandpaper on it. But if you're doing just one project like that, you don't want to have to invest that. Joe, I remember a really cool trick you had about sponge mops. It's not that dancing with the sponge mop that you like to do. I know you put the Fred Astaire music on, you do all that.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about being able to actually...
My mop, Ginger Rogers the mop.
There you go.
But being able to use that mop for an actual kind of a makeshift pole sander.
Okay.
Yeah, Shirley, we did it. We shot a simple solution where I had a sponge mop, and they have replaceable sponges, right? So I just took off the sponge, wrapped it in sandpaper, and stuck it back on there. And I just used that rather than going out, as Danny said, and buying a pole sander that, you know, he's probably never going to use again anyway. And you could probably, I'm not sure you could rent a pole sander. I guess you could check that. It would probably be pretty affordable. But if you have a sponge mop, or even if you have to go out and buy a sponge mop, at least you'd have other uses for that. But so you wrap it in sandpaper, and that makes it really easy because obviously you're working on a ceiling overhead. This way you can stand on the floor, assuming this is a standard 8-foot ceiling. And as Danny said, you just want to knock this down. You're not trying to sand off the clear coat. And now the problem is you like the stain color. The clear coat is what exactly? It's like cracking? Is that the concern here?
No, we just didn't know what to put on it to keep it from drying out. And that's what we were suggested when we called someone, if we had someone else do it. That's what they were going to use. And we're two 70-year-old ladies, but we've done a lot around the house. This room was actually a garage when we started, and the two of us turned it into a family room ourselves.
Oh, boy. Oh, good,
sounds good. Wow.
Yeah, good for you.
But there is polyurethane on the ceiling now.
Correct. It was a stain poly when it was put on.
Well, certainly you could use, I mean, clear coat is the way to go, and you could use a water base or you could use an oil base on there. And probably you would only need to use one coat. It's not recommended to roll that on. It's probably better just to get a large brush and almost go board by board and put a really nice, even coat on. And that's probably all you need to do is just that one coat. But, Joe, you wouldn't have any concern about using a water base over that, would you?
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. No, not at all. You have to make sure you, Shirley, you wipe down any sanding dust because you want the surface to be as clean as possible.
Right, right.
And the only other thing I would suggest, which is too late for your job, but for anybody else considering this, is I always back prime any piece of wood, indoors or out. So, and all that means is applying a finish, in this case, a stain and or polyurethane. You wouldn't have to do both, to the backside, to the top side, even though you never see it. But that will block out moisture. And you might not think there's moisture coming down from your ceiling or through the wood, but it happens, right? So anything you can do to back prime a piece of wood will make it the finish on the, in this case, bottom surface last a lot longer. But in this case, I think if you light sanding, clean off the sanding dust, and then just put on a very light coat of water-based polyurethane, I think that's all you need. And I would test it in one or two bores just to make sure you like the way it looks.
Okay. Quick question, and I don't know if you would give me the answer to this. If we would have this done professionally, what would it cost to have it done, would you guess?
How big a room?
It's a 23 by about 13 or 14.
It's really, really would be very, very hard to say. I know that there's unit costing on that. I would guess around $250, but boy.
Because they quoted us like $2,000. We thought, no way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's why we thought we're going to try and tackle this ourselves if we possibly can.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you at all. And it should be pretty easy. If you run into any snags, let us know. More than happy to help you on through. And good for you guys being able to do a lot of this work around your house.
Appreciate your help. We watch your show all the time, and we get a lot of good ideas from it.
Good. Well, keep watching. We've got a lot of brand new shows coming up, and with some really cool projects.
All right. Thank you so much for your help, guys.
Okay, our pleasure, Shirley. Thanks for being with us. And it sounds like a wonderful ceiling and a good proactive way of going about it.
Yeah.
And it really is surprising sometimes when you put another coat, whether it's on the floor or whether walls or certainly a ceiling, you start putting that fresh poly over that or water-based clear coat.
Yep.
It's amazing how much better it looks.